The second week of December, in the year 2015, the day after my first semester in seminary ended, I got into my 2008 Toyota Corolla and drove down to Arkansas. I was in search of adventure and warmer weather, and I had somehow gotten it into my mind that Arkansas was far enough south to make a difference that time of year. As it turns out, it was not, especially since I was planning a backpacking trip through the Ozark Highlands and would be sleeping outside in a tent. That first night of my backpacking trip was one of the worst nights of sleeping in my entire life. To save weight in my backpack, I hadn't packed a sleeping bag, just a warm blanket, and the temperature at nights got close to freezing. When I wasn't waking up shivering due to the cold, I was waking up due to the sound of wolves howling in the distance. 1 hour, the wolves sounded far away, the next, closer, the next, right outside my tent. But the thing that kept me up the most that night was suddenly thinking that I had forgotten to turn the dome light off in my car. The automatic feature of the light had stopped working a while ago, and so if I wanted to use the light, I had to turn it completely on. Being a 2008 car, it wouldn't then go off unless I manually flipped the switch. I had drained the car battery at least once before, and in the middle of that sleepless night in piercing cold, pack of wolves surrounding me, I assumed, of course, the worst. And there was nothing I could do except pray. Pray and wait for the sunrise. There is a deep human need to feel safe and secure. We seek that out. We deeply need that. Safety and security. It's what drives us to seek food, shelter, and warmth. It's what drives us to seek love, meaning, and belonging. When these kinds of physical and emotional resources abound, it's easy to feel safe and secure, or at least to feel that safety and security are possible and are within our reach. But when everything has been stripped away, when you are in the middle of nowhere with no help for miles, with apparent threats on every side, it becomes abundantly clear that the only reality that you can rely on, in the end, is God. When everything else has been stripped away, God and God alone remains. When the world is spinning out of control, it is the cross, and the cross alone, that stands still. After Jesus' arrest, as we heard in the Passion narrative just proclaimed, he was brought before Annas and then Caiaphas, the high priest. Peter and John, the other disciple, followed after Jesus at a distance, and as we heard, Peter was eventually let into the courtyard of the high priest. And when Peter entered the courtyard of the high priest, he had a choice to make. He had a choice to either draw near to the fire to warm himself or to draw near to Jesus. To draw near to the fire or to draw close to Jesus. Peter had a choice. A choice to make about where he was going to find his safety and security. And he thought it was safer to stand by the fire. He thought that it was its warmth that he needed. But what he needed, in fact, was to be at the side of Jesus. Jesus, whose love was stronger and more enduring than any earthly fire. Jesus, and Jesus alone in that moment, could provide the safety and security that Peter was looking for. John, the beloved disciple, knew this. That is why he wasn't caught by the fire in the courtyard. That is why he stood at the foot of the cross. John knew where the true fire and warmth was to be found. And this is the challenge for us today as well. We also face a choice, the same choice that Peter faced. Where do we find our safety and security? Do we draw close to the fire? Do we seek out worldly warmth? Or do we draw close to Jesus? Do we stand on our own strength and resources? Or do we stand at the foot of the cross? As threatened as I felt that night in the Ozark Highlands, alone and in the wilderness, we can feel far more threatened today simply by turning on the news or going on the internet. Everyone, everything feels like a threat to us these days. Politicians threaten us. Foreign powers threaten us. Influencers on social media threaten us. Corporations threaten us. Even the very earth we walk on, the water we drink, and the food we eat seems at odds with us. It is no wonder that we feel so anxious and afraid. Threats, real or imagined, surround us, like a pack of wolves howling in the night. So what are we to do? When the world seems spinning out of control around us, the cross and the cross alone stands still. When every earthly fire has gone out and no longer gives warmth or lights, the love of Christ still burns for us. When you come forward to venerate the cross in a little while, I invite you today to make a choice. Make the choice to turn to Christ crucified and risen. To turn to Christ to find your safety and security. As you come forward to venerate the cross, say to Jesus in your hearts, I choose you, Jesus, and I forsake all others. I will decide, Jesus, like the beloved disciple, to follow you to Calvary, to Golgotha, and stand with you at the foot of your cross. When I feel threatened, when I feel anxious, stressed, or afraid, I will remember, Jesus, that you conquered sin and death, and you can conquer what threatens me now. I will remember, Jesus, that you are my Savior, my Redeemer, my rock and place of refuge. I will remember, Jesus, that you and you alone are my safety and security. Amen.